Okay, we're ready.
From an ice rink in St. Paul, Minnesota, I'm Anna Stitt. I'm at a rehearsal for Brown Body. It's an arts company that centers histories and movements of the African diaspora through figure skating and dance.
I started skating at the age of 5. I just remember being really young, and I loved the sensation of flying across the ice. Like, I would skate as fast as I could and then try and whip myself into some kind of spin, and it was very freeing for me.
This is Deneen Richburg. She's the figure skater and dancer who founded Brown Body. She grew up in Maplewood, a suburb of the Twin Cities.
So you're growing up in Minnesota, a very predominantly white state,
yeah.
Super white,
mm-hmm.
Ice skating is super white,
mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, yep. Generally.
Yeah.
At what point did you notice,
race? When I was really, really young, I would compete, and I'd always end up like last or second to last. And then, you know, people would come up to my mom, other skaters' parents, or even sometimes other coaches, and they'd be like, wow, I'm surprised. Why was she last? You know, she did all the elements, or she skated well. You know, it seemed like she should have been up higher. And that didn't really faze me until I got a little older. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right. I did skate okay. I did pretty well, and I'm still like last or second to last. And that's when I started connecting, like, oh, I look different from all the other girls. Not only am I darker complected, my hair was different, my facial features were different. I've always had hips. I was never the petite little, you know, girl out there.
Deneen kept competing until an injury stopped her in her early 20s. Then she left the skating world and got more into theater and dance. But she loved that feeling of being on the ice. So she decided to come back on her own terms with Brown Body.
We don't see black bodies on the ice for the most part. We really need to experience what it is to be able to be in this space that is dominated by white standards and white ideals and be in our skin, but also be a true human being.
The number of serious black ice skaters in the U.S. is small. And in Minnesota, Deneen is one of just a few. So when she's ready to put together a piece, she brings in skating artists from across the country. Right now, Deneen is developing a piece on black social dance during slavery. She expects to put it on the ice in 2020. This spring, she went ahead and produced an excerpt, The Ring Shout. It's a spiritual tradition that blends a circular shuffle step dance with songs and rhythmic hand clapping. Deneen calls the practice a site of collision.
Africans were forced to practice a very European sense of Christianity on one hand. And then on the other hand, you have different African tribes and cultures, but there's still, even though people are being thrown together and people don't speak the same language, but there's still this connective tissue of values, of perspectives, of movement.
Deneen says the shuffle has to take a different form on ice. But she works with the other skating artists to embody the energy and intent of the movement.
Swing me, swing me, swing me, swing me, my lord.
This process of bringing people together, of connecting with the ancestral plane, of this being a practice and a moment of release, and of coming back and restoring and coming back to wholeness.
For KFAI, I'm Anna Stitt.
Swing me, swing me, swing me, swing me,